Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Energy in Action. I'm your host, Stephanie. Our podcast is brought to you by MitoAction and our sponsors, Zogenics and Ultragenics. Here on Energy in Action, we talk all things Mito, and our goal is to be informative and entertaining. And today's episode is definitely wonderfully entertaining. I am speaking with a young Mito warrior, Annie Leeds. I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say this young woman is inspirational. And her story is a clear truth that if you are surrounded by people who see you as differently abled, anything can happen. Hi, Annie. Thanks for joining our podcast today, Energy in Action. Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Thank you for having me. As you know, I am Annie. I am 16 years old. I'll be 17 in May. I do go to school, obviously not right now because of COVID. I'm all virtual, but I participate in normal school. I do normal school activities. I take part in my school's musical and track. I run track. I have three sisters. I live with my parents and my sisters. And I happen to have mitochondrial disease, specifically Kearns-Sayre syndrome.
Okay, so that would be Kearns-Sayre. Sometimes our listeners know that as KSS. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Are you the only one in your family with this?
I am. None of my sisters have any mitochondrial issues.
Wow. So you said you participate in the musical and track at your school. What types of activities do you do with that?
With track, the only thing I'm able to do is the 100 meter sprint and 100 meter relay sprints because long distance is too hard on my body. Even sprinting is a little bit rough, but I really like, you know, to participate, and I can't do any of the jumping events or throwing events, so I take what I can get.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. So when you first started participating in track, was the coach a little hesitant, or did they just say, tell us what you can do and we'll figure it out from there?
My school is very small, so everybody really knows everybody. So the coach who I had starting out with track knew me very well. So she kind of just asked me what I can do. I told her, she said, okay, if there's something that you feel that you can't do and it comes up, no worries, just don't do it. You just step off to the side. You don't have to worry about it. And we just kind of go with the flow. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. If it does, I do it.
Wow. I love that. And I love that you have a coach that just sees no boundaries and is willing to put in the supports that you need to be successful. So yes. What is it that, you know, you said you're also a part of the musicals at your school, or do you play an instrument, or?
I play guitar outside of school.
Wow.
As far as the musical, though, I can't do any other sports, and I've always had a huge passion for music. My ninth grade year, I'm currently in my junior year, I started participating in the musical. It was very hesitant with me, my family, my aide, who is my personal aide at school, because the musical takes so much time and energy out of everybody who participates in it.
Definitely.
So we were very, very hesitant. Some days I have to leave early because I'm just too tired. Some things I cannot do as far as dances and stuff just because of my body's limits.
Right.
But like I said, we just kind of go with the flow and make it work. We have many people who run the musical at my school, and all of them are wonderful. They are all teachers who I have had or know very well, and they just say, you know, if you can't do it, you can't do it. No worries. If you can, we'll figure it out. I have a few friends who are in the show who we work out things where they can like hold on to my hand during some of the dances, or if we're walking around, that way I don't trip into something because I can't see very well.
Oh, that is great.
So you know, we just kind of make it work.
You just make it work. Oh my gosh. And if only everything in life could just use that and make it work. What productions have you been in?
My first year we did the Addams Family, which was beautiful. It was a great way to start it out.
Yes, it would be.
A very funny show. Last year we did High School Musical, the first one.
Ooh, okay.
Unfortunately, this year we couldn't do anything. I did do a musical over the summer that a girl put together as a fundraiser, and that was Once on This Island.
Wow.
And that, so was outside of school.
And that was just a community sponsored musical that you did in the summer?
Yes, this girl, she's the year above me. She's a good friend of mine, actually. She just put together this fundraising musical. It was very low-key, not a lot of, you know, sets or backdrops or anything. It was just basically us in the park singing and dancing and fundraising.
Oh my gosh, I love that. You sound like you have a very benevolent heart and spirit, and you love participating and you love giving back. And that is a great segue into one of the things that I love about you is your talent on making jewelry, specifically bracelets. Some of our listeners may already know about your bracelets. I have one that's in Morse code and it says Mito. I absolutely love it. Tell me how you got that idea and how you go about making your bracelets and other different types that you've done.
So it all started out about 4 years ago in my seventh grade year. One of my best friends, her name was Kenley Montez. She had the same type of mitochondrial disease as me, Kearns-Sayre syndrome. She was my age, only 2 weeks younger than me. She lived in California. We would make bracelets and send them back and forth to each other because we just love to do it. And, you know, that's what best friends do.
Right.
In the fall of 2017, she got a Make-A-Wish. And then in the fall of 2017, she used that Make-A-Wish to come to New York, first New York City, and then stop by Buffalo, where I live, to meet me.
Oh my gosh. That was her Make-A-Wish?
That was her
Make-A-Wish. I absolutely love that. Okay.
So that was undoubtedly the best 4 days of my life. We spent a lot of time together. We made bracelets together. We just did, you know, everything we wanted to when she was here. Our families are very close. Unfortunately, in January of 2018, a few months later, she, due to complications of the disease, she passed away at the age of 13.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was a hard time. But when she was here, me and her set up the Annie Leeds Adventure Fund, which gives back to families like ours a free handicapped day adventure to wherever the family wants to go, no cost to them, because I know I have a large family. There's six of us, which we only have one income, my mom, because my dad stopped working to take care of me.
Okay.
So we don't really get, no offense to my parents, but we don't really get to, you know, do a lot of like big family things just because there's so many of us and, you know, financial medical costs and stuff. So me and Kenley wanted to set up the Annie Leeds Adventure Fund, which would kind of give a mini Make-A-Wish of what we got to do together.
I love that.
And then when she passed away, you know, obviously I was very devastated. I had a project for school. It was my final project. And the only requirement was that it had to help someone, whether that was one person, whether that was a group of people, in any way possible. So I decided to sell bracelets because me and Kenley both love to make bracelets and use the funds to go to my fund to give back to other people.
So you
and get my project done.
Oh my gosh. So it was a three-way winner. You got your project done. You got to keep doing what you love. And then the funds from the bracelets go back to funding the adventure fund.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
100%.
Okay. That is amazing. So where do you, like, what type of bracelets do you make and where do you get your supplies, and how can people donate supplies for you or donate funds so you don't have expenses to make the bracelets? How can we help with that?
Yes. So as far as the types of bracelets I make beaded bracelets, and then my sister helps make, they're called friendship bracelets. They're with embroidery thread. Mm-hmm. They're basically like knotted together. As far as supplies, I take, so the money that gets made from the bracelets, a little bit of that goes to supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously all, you know, the proceeds of the bracelet goes to the fund, but then the cost of the bracelet gets taken out for supplies.
Sure.
But I have had people, you know, they said, oh my gosh, I, you know, used to do bracelets when I was younger, or make jewelry when I was younger. I have all these supplies. Is there any way you would take them? And I was like, oh my gosh, that would be wonderful. And then they'll give them to me and I'll work with them and make more bracelets. And that allows more money from the bracelet to go to the fund because I don't have to take out money for the supplies.
Oh, exactly. Oh my gosh. So what types, so you do any kind of beaded bracelet? So from the small seed beads up to like larger beads, anything?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you come up with the designs of the beads yourself, or does your sister help you figure out, you know, different color patterns, or like how do you come up with your designs?
That is actually one of my favorite parts, is designing the bracelets. I usually, how I do it is I usually pull out, unless it's a custom order, I usually just pull out some beads that I think are really pretty. And I'm like, okay, this should go there, that should go there. I put it together. If it looks good, I sew it. If it doesn't, I take it apart. Sometimes I'll ask someone in my family, because there's 5 girls in my family plus my dad. So, you know, I'll be like, hey, can someone come here and look at this? And I'll be like, oh my gosh, I love that. Because, you know, everybody thinks differently. Me, I'm 16-year-old girl. I might think something's pretty that my mom may not. Whereas she might find something beautiful that I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks horrible.
I love that. But so you take custom orders as well. So people connect with you and say, will you please make a bracelet with these colors in it, or this type of bead in it, or what type of custom orders have you done? That is fun to know.
So sometimes I'll have someone reach out to me and be like very general and be like, can you make me a purple bracelet? And then sometimes people will be like, can you make me this color bracelet with this color along with like a flower charm or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, and wow. I'll look at what I have, and if I have it, I'll be like, of course, I'll do it.
I just love that. Girl, you got a lot going on. So tell me now.
Oh, I definitely do.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how you get all this done, and your schoolwork. So now back to the adventures. What type of adventures have you sent people on?
So my local town had, well, I shouldn't say town, city, has a lot of sports teams. So one of the biggest adventures, which the family gets to pick the adventure as long as it's within reason.
Right.
One of the biggest requests is to going to sports games. So like they'll want tickets to a Buffalo Bills game, which is our local football team, or they actually almost went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or a Buffalo Sabres game, which is the hockey team, or stuff like that. Or we have a lot of great museums around us.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll want to go there. My fund actually also, especially right now because of COVID, because you can't really go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What we also do is indoor adventures. So if a kid is in the hospital for a really long time and they, you know, can't like go out and about, we can give them like a gift card to, you know, some craft store or something, so they can have something fun to do with their siblings while they're in the hospital. Or you know, a gift card for pizza night or something like that.
Oh my gosh, that's a great idea. I would have never thought of that. Good for you. So I have to ask, you're in Buffalo, New York. They say your town smells like Cheerios, does it?
I've never heard that before in my life.
I've seen t-shirts say my town smells like Cheerios.
I seriously have never heard someone say that before in my life, so I can't answer that.
All right. Well, now
I'll tell you, the town where I go to school smells like gum because there's a gum factory. But as far as Buffalo, I don't think it smells like Cheerios.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to know, I guess. Maybe I've been lied to. I don't know. Yeah, do that. So, wow, that's funny. What else was I going to ask you about these adventures? So how do kids get in or families get in contact with you to set up for a Buffalo Annie's adventure?
So it's all through my local hospital, which is Oshai Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a program called Stones Buddies. And it's basically it sets up things for the families that are pretty much always in the hospital. So families like mine, families like other people that, I don't know, I don't, anyways.
Yep.
So it's all through that. So there's a few ladies up at the hospital who work with me on the funds. So I do the funding and then it gets put through the hospital and they basically find the families through Stones Buddies.
Okay, that's great.
And just, you know, if there's a new family that pops up in the hospital that their kid just, you know, got diagnosed with some chronic illness that, you know, they're going to be in the hospital a lot for, they get put into Stones Buddies and then they get the opportunity to have an Annie's adventure.
Oh my gosh. I just love that you're working within the organization like that and helping them find resources and helping and giving them the resources to do what they want to do, because in so many ways that is it's just so limited. Wow. I'm still kind of in awe over how you came up with the gift certificates for like pizza night or a craft night while in the hospital and just doing something as a family together while there, because sometimes that can be drudgery for everybody, but to kind of make it fun and completely different, that's a great gift, Annie. That is, wow. Thank I love that you. Idea. Wow.
I was very bummed because, you know, with COVID and all, I was like, great, now I can't really give out adventures because one, nothing's open, and two, even if things were open, that wouldn't be very good for anybody to go on about. So I was trying to think, and I know one of my favorite things to do with my family, I'm very close with everyone in my family. One of my favorite things to do is, you know, just sit down and have pizza and watch a movie or something.
That is nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
that is very nice. Yeah, I agree. That is a nice thing to do and just all be together. If anything, from COVID, we've all learned how important that is. If you believe that, I think a lot of families forgot about it. So my last questions for you then is, what's next? You're getting ready to leave high school and on to the next phase. So what's next for you? What are you thinking?
Oh gosh. I definitely want to go to college. That's for sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure where yet, but I know that I want to go into business management. If something has taught me anything, my work with my fund and my bracelets has showed me that I really like, you know, stuff with business. I like marketing. I like managing something, putting it together, kind of.
Yeah.
And I want to go into business management. Now, that's a very overall term. So I'm working with some people at my school that kind of help narrow down my options. But I think I want to go into marketing. I really do.
I have a daughter who did marketing and is now on the marketing team for Polaris. And she absolutely loves her job and product launches. That's awesome. And doing exactly what you're talking about. And I think you have the kind of stick-to-itness and organization to do that with all of the things you juggle successfully. I have no doubt that you will be rocking a program like that.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Well, thank you so much, Annie, for being on our podcast today. It was just a delight to meet you, and I can't wait to see what happens once the world opens back up and where Annie's adventure is going to take people, because I think that's just, I think you should have chapters all over the country, not to add to your list of things to do, but I think that would be amazing for people to have someone like you sponsor and nurture and mentor other young adults on still continuing to be part of a community. That is great.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
If any of the listeners want to follow my journey with my bracelets, yep. I have a Facebook page, which is at bracelet for a cause, no space.
Okay.
And I have an Instagram, which is at bracelets_for_an_adventure.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Adventure. Great. Well, that's great. That's awesome. You have both social medias going full blast as well. Who helps you with the photography to get everything up on those? Do you just do it yourself?
I do some of them myself. I have two older sisters. My one older sister does that. She actually also created my logo.
Really? Okay.
It's on my social medias. It is a picture of the sunset, like kind of sinking into the ground. Mm-hmm. And in the sunset is two little people. And one has a little halo above their head, and it represents Kenley and me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Annie Lee's Adventure Fund.
Oh, I love that.
So she created that. I literally didn't even give her any ideas. I just said, hey, you want to make me a logo? Because she loves drawing, she loves painting, she loves anything to do with art. She came up with that. I said, oh my God, I love it.
Oh, I love it too. Wow.
So she helps me take the pictures. She did my logo. All my sisters help. My oldest sister helps me make the bracelets. My second oldest sister does pictures, did the logo. My younger sister also helps make bracelets.
Wow, I like that. You guys just all get together and work on it as a group when needed. That's amazing that you have such a great support group right there in your house for you. And I come from a family of all sisters too. And I think having sisters is the bomb. I love having my older sisters, and there's 8 years between me and my oldest sister, and we're still as close and as best of friends as ever. So it's a good thing.
Sisters are great friends for life.
They are. Sisters are friends for life, no matter what. Even if you get mad at each other, it seems like you can always work it out and move on. Well, again, okay. Annie, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. I've really enjoyed it, and hopefully we will reconnect again soon. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this week's episode of Energy in Action. I enjoyed my conversation with Annie and hearing her story. I hope you did as well. Remember to give us a 5-star rating on your listening app. This helps to boost us up on the charts. This show was brought to you by MitoAction, Zogenics, and Ultragenics. Be sure to join us next week for more All Things Mito. This is your host, Stephanie, Rare Mom Extraordinaire.